as she dressed. The news broadcasts were filled with Eberle's proposal for mining the rings. I can't let him do that, Wunderlich told herself. He'll ruin everything. Everything. She stopped off at the cafeteria for a takeout breakfast of yogurt and honey, then hurried toward her laboratory. Ordinarily, she'd have spent an hour at the gym, but not today. Not with the samples waiting to be analyzed and Negroponte coming to work with her. As she hurried through the morning sunlight toward her lab building, the thought of Eberle rose in her mind again. She had watched, horrified, the televised news reports of his debate with Holly. She saw his smug, smiling face as the stupid crowd cheered his proposal for mining the rings. "He can't do that," Wunderlich told herself. "I won't let him. I'll kill him with my bare hands if I have to. But he's not going to touch the rings."
Edouard Urbaine sat morosely at the breakfast table, while his wife placed a dish of smoked salmon and thin slices of toast before him. He had told Jean-Marie about Habib's mad outburst of the day before. She had not been as sympathetic as he'd expected. "No one is on my side," he thought morosely, as Jean-Marie sat across the little table from him. She was smiling. Smiling. "My staff is in rebellion, my alpha is alone and silent on Titan, and my wife finds something to smile about." "You seem cheerful this morning," he said thinly. "I have a meeting with my committee at 10, Jean-Marie replied. He said nothing, took up a piece of toast and placed a strip of fish on it. He brought it as far as his lips, then put it back on the plate again. "I have no appetite," he said. "You're concerned about your staff?" He felt his brows hike up. "Concerned? Because they threaten a mutiny? Yes, of course I'm concerned." Jean-Marie put on a sympathetic expression. "Mon cher, why not allow them to do some useful work while your machine is idle? Whatever they accomplish will be credited to you, will it not? After all, you are their chief." "That's what Habib said," Urbaine muttered. "So, you see?" He pushed the dish away. "I must find a way to regain contact with Alpha. I must." "Perhaps," Jean-Marie began, then hesitated. "Perhaps?" "I was merely thinking this Gaeta fellow. He flew to the rings again. Perhaps he could go down to Titan and see what's wrong with Alpha." He snorted with disdain. "Nonsense. The man is a stunt man, not a scientist, a performer." "Still, you could direct him, tell him what to do, and he could tell you what he sees once he's there." Urbaine shook his head. It would never work. He wanted to go down to Titan when he first came to the habitat. He wanted to be the first man to set foot on the surface, and you refused him. "Of course, I cannot allow contamination there. Titan bears a living ecology. I cannot have some video stuntman tramping around down there." "Yet you sent your machine to the surface." "It was thoroughly sterilized. Much more thoroughly than a human could be. Even inside that monstrosity of a suit he has. The levels of radiation we used to sterilize Alpha would have killed him." Jean-Marie nodded as if she understood. Then she said, "Still, if all else has failed, perhaps this stuntman is your only recourse."
"Never. I refused him once. Now you want me to go to him with my hat in my hand and beg his assistance? Never."
"I understand," Jean-Marie said. And she thought that she truly did understand. Much better than her husband. 16 April 2096, late afternoon. "If they're alive," said Yolanda Negroponte, looking up from the microscope's display screen, "they're unlike any kind of organism anyone's ever seen before." Wunderlich, sitting beside her at the lab bench, said quietly, "Well, isn't that what you would expect?" The biology laboratory was empty except for the two women. The other lab benches were bare, silent. Dust motes drifted through the sunlight, slanting in through the tall windows. The small white anodized freezer containing the ice particles sat between them, flanked by a pair of remote manipulators and the gray tubing of a miniaturized electron microscope. A puzzled frown creased Negroponte's face. They're not Nestlex. They have an internal structure, I can see that. But nothing seems to be going on inside them. Living cells are dynamic. The organelles pulsate, the whole cell quivers and vibrates. These things just lie there like raisins in a pudding. Maybe they're dead, Wonderly asked. Maybe they were alive once, and now they're dead. We might have killed them by taking them out of their natural habitat. Negroponte shook her head, making a long strand of blonde hair fall across her face. Pushing it back, she said, You've kept the temperature and pressure the same as in the ring. There's no sign of contamination. If they're alive in the ring, they should be alive here. Wonderly got up from the little wheeled chair she'd been sitting in and headed for the coffee urn at the end of the bench. Maybe I've been wrong all along. Eberly will be glad to hear it. Coffee's a good idea, said Negroponte, also rising from her chair. Too bad they can't make a decent espresso. It stimulates the brain. Caffeine, Wonderly murmured, as she filled a mug with the hot steaming brew, then handed it to Negroponte. The two women sipped in silence for a few moments. Then Wonderly asked, So Daoud really yelled at Urbane? You should have seen him. Like a knight in armor facing down a dragon. I didn't think he had it in him. He did it for me, Negroponte said, still marveling at yesterday's showdown. I think my crying triggered something in him, something brave and strong. Wonderly brought her mug to her lips. Maybe I should cry for him, she muttered into her coffee. You still interested in him? Negroponte arched a brow at her. Aren't you? More than before, Nadia. Then he's all yours, Wonderly said, thinking, I'm not going to let Daoud or any man get in the way of my work. I need her more than him. Negroponte changed the subject back to biology. What's the temperature inside the cryo unit? -200, almost. Tapping a fingernail against her coffee mug, Negroponte said, Biology depends on chemistry, and chemical reactions go slower as you drop the temperature. Do you think? They look like cells. They have an internal structure, and they maintain their interiors within well-defined membranes. But they're inert, seemingly. Wonderly's eyes lit up with hope. Maybe they're not inert. Maybe they're just slow. Can you fit a mini-cam to the microscope? Negroponte asked. Sure. Within half an hour, they had a miniature video camera attached between the eyepiece of the microscope and the cable linking it to the display screen. Good, said Negroponte, once they had finished the rig and tested it. Wonderly looked from the screen, which still showed the dark cellular object embedded in the ice chip, to the biologist's satisfied expression. Now we wait for something to happen? Now we go to dinner. Linger over dessert, and then come back to see what's been recorded. Wonderly nodded agreement. Dessert, she thought. I deserve a decent dessert.
Pancho had spent the day with Holly in her apartment. The two of them were desperately trying to find some way of trumping Eberly's position on mining the rings. Pancho sat on the living room sofa, her long legs stretched out across its cushions. The IAA won't allow it, she said stubbornly, repeating it for at least the 20th time. Sitting at her desk, across the room from her sister, Holly shook her head. Urbane's given his okay. Even if the IAA does decide against mining, Malcolm could get our people to go ahead anyway. And risk having peacekeeper troops sent out here? Ponch, do you really think the IAA is going to send troops all the way out here? Do you think Earth's willing to go to war over mining the rings of Saturn? It wouldn't be a war, exactly, Pancho said uncertainly. Would it? It would mean blood and killing, Holly replied. Jake's right. Spacecraft are really fragile. I don't think the IAA would take the risk if our people put up a determined front. They will if Nadia can prove the rings harbor life. Not even then, Holly said. Malcolm will work out some weaselly deal that the IAA will agree to. Just wait and see. Deal? Better in war, I guess. The lights flickered once, twice,